The revolutionary birth of the restaurant in 18th century Paris. The modern restaurant concept emerged in Paris in 1765 through Mathurin Rose de Chantoiseau's philanthropic vision to make good food accessible to ordinary people. Before this innovation, dining in Paris was remarkably limited. Wealthy aristocrats enjoyed elaborate private banquets with their own cooks, while visitors faced poorly prepared, monotonous meals. The existing establishments, inns, hotels, taverns, rotisseries, and cafes offered no proper dining experience with menu choices. Rose opened a former bakery on Rue des Poulets near the Louvre, serving simple soups made with broth, salted poultry, and fresh eggs on marble tables. His establishment introduced revolutionary features now considered standard: individual tables, menus with prices, crockery, and table linens. The sign above his door cleverly adapted biblical verse, "Come to me, those whose stomachs ache, and I will restore you," aligning with contemporary medical thinking that emphasized digestion as central to health. Philosopher Denis Diderot dined there in September 1767, and praised both the food and the novel concept of eating alone. These establishments became known as restaurants and their owners as restaurateurs. The concept fully matured in 1786 when Antoine Beauvilliers, former chef to the Count of Provence, opened La Grande Taverne de Londres in the Palais Royal, a vibrant complex mixing gardens, theatres, bookshops, and cafes. Beauvilliers elevated Rose's egalitarian idea by bringing aristocratic fine dining from private noble mansions into the public sphere. His establishment featured mahogany tables, upholstered walls, chandelier lighting, and an impressive menu that by 1798 offered 178 items including 10 soups, 12 starters, 10 beef dishes, and 36 desserts. The maitre provided personalized service, transforming meals into experiences and shared rituals. The French Revolution profoundly accelerated the restaurant movement. The Palais Royal, which attracted diverse social classes and became a center for revolutionary ideas, saw restaurants flourish alongside political upheaval. As nobles fled and their kitchens closed, displaced chefs flooded Paris, launching independent ventures. Provincial deputies arriving to draft the new constitution needed orderly dining spaces for meals and debate, which restaurants perfectly provided. The expansion was dramatic. Paris had approximately 50 restaurants in 1789, over 500 by 1804, about 1,000 in 1825, and more than 2,000 by 1834. Following Beauvilliers, fashionable venues like Maillot, Véry, and Les Trois Frères Provençaux offered aristocratic refinement to the rising bourgeoisie. The restaurant center shifted from the Palais Royal to the boulevards encircling Paris. Restaurants diversified beyond luxury establishments. By 1788, chronicler Louis Sébastien Mercier noted that simple workmen earning 200 écus daily could dine at restaurants, exchanging cabbage and bacon for poulard and watercress. In 1855, butcher Pierre-Louis Duval introduced bouillons, affordable establishments where customers could eat meat and vegetable stew on site, prefiguring fast food. French chefs spread internationally, with French-style restaurants appearing across European cities, and Delmonico's opening in New York in 1837 as the first American restaurant.